This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Miss Donnie, you just, again, you did it yesterday where you illustrated that Memphis comp in regard to if they had won that game for the play-in, how you get that rest, and they did that. And I was just hoping they could pounce knowing Curry was, you know, dealing with his hand and Jimmy. So they don't have that, and you win tomorrow, you win it in six, nothing to see here.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's hear from Steph Curry.
The chef.
After last night's game. Asked if he can compare this. Oh, okay. Remember a couple years ago? Or no, I'm sorry. It was in 2022.
Okay.
Warriors got hammered in a game five against Memphis. At Memphis, they came back and they finished off the series. Is there a similarity?
Yeah, there's definitely something you could look back on and part of the journey, but that's all well and great to talk about. You have to go do something about it on the court. And, you know, we talked about our group is trying to do this for the first time together. And I love that challenge because, you know, we have an opportunity to, you know, write our own story and how we bounce back. And we've had a pretty, you know, resilient group over the last 2 months, and it has to show on Friday.
That's Steph Curry talking about getting blown out by Memphis in a game five during their 2022 championship run.
I'm going to channel my inner Steiny.
Yeah.
That was 3 years ago.
I know. And that's why, you know, when we talk about pedigree, okay, yeah, they're champions. There's no doubt about champions, but pedigree doesn't win games. Pedigree helps you win games, but it doesn't win it alone. And I think what we're finding out is that sometimes youth and athleticism is better than pedigree. Mm. If it's,
well, that's on full display in this series.
Well, not yet. I mean, the Warriors are still up 3-2. Yeah. I still think if the Warriors win this series, a lot of it may be because of the experience that they had. And part of the experience that they've all had is they know that game six at home, they got to close it out, and they have in the past. And so they know they can do it. It's just a matter of whether they will or not. Let's go to West Oakland Sam. Hey, West Oakland Sam, how you doing?
Hey, man, what's up, my brothers? How y'all doing, man?
Hey.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
Man, Steiny, my father always told me if you get in a fight, you know, or anything in life, you got to study your enemy and love that enemy. Game four to me was a masterclass in coaching. Ime Udoka is a hell of a coach. And I think he got the most out of this young team. And it's perfect that he's in Houston given what his past. I'm not going to say anything more than that, but it was like game four was a master class in coaching to me, specifically whenever Kerr put Looney in just to foul
Stephen Adams,
the big Kiwi. Yeah, just to foul him. And it was almost like a chess game watching them make moves. So love thy enemy. Ime Udoka is a hell of a coach. And I love this series, and I love what he got out of these players. Now, the one, since I don't know what the hell happened to Kuminga last night, they said he was sick or whatever. Yeah, since Kuminga is supposed to be that young piece that could keep up with somebody like, say, for example, like a Jalen Green, how would you guys feel about the starting lineup? The only other player that's as athletic as Kuminga is GP2, right? So it, just in the sense of keeping up with those younger players, and, you know, GP2 is really athletic. So I would love the beginning of the game to start with a GP2 just to play defensive back on Jalen Green to start the game, you know, because he's just a missile. Like, Like, he either scores 38 or he scores 9. There's no in between, right? And so that's how I would start the game and then kind of use whatever we got to do to stop his rush. The only person that is interesting, what's up with these flabby European men that come into the league like Şengün, and they just understand the game? What's up with these out-of-shape Europeans that just get the game and they just maneuver? I don't know what they got going on, but I would start the game. I would start the game with GP2 just hovering Jalen Green, just to kind of eliminate his energy to start off, and then kind of move in Buddy Hield and Moses Moody in between that mix. So how would you guys feel about that lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Kerr...
It's not going to happen, but yeah.
Well, I mean, he's changed the starting lineup 3 times in the series.
Yeah, but he brought up Kuminga.
Oh, I didn't even hear him bring up Kuminga.
Yeah,
I don't see that at this point, but who knows? I mean, I don't know.
Then that means something went wrong.
Yeah, it's probably a good point. Let's go to Giovanni in Castro Valley. What's going on, Giovanni?
Hey guys, how are you? I don't know if I should call you Steiny or Stanley from yesterday.
Oh, that's pretty good. Either one works.
Pretty good.
So I actually wanted to address something you had mentioned earlier, which is how is it that people, particularly fans, would think this series would just be done in 5? And I'll tell you, at least from a standpoint of a fan, you see an older Warriors group that goes away, takes 2 games, and comes back with a 3-1 record, you're thinking, wow, this is not impossible. They can do it again. So maybe hopeful, but I think that's really why, when you ask, why would someone think that? Because of the performance that they had done away from home. So the hope is, obviously, coming back, they can take it. But the other thing I wanted to point out, which of all games, I started to fast forward this one because I recorded it and I started to see swap that I didn't notice in the other games. And I was hoping you guys could comment. I think why the Warriors lost yesterday was mainly very little points in the paint. Whatever it is that Houston did, all these guys were gunning from the line, the 3-point line, and they were not driving. Games 1 and 2 and 3, they were coming in and doing their business, and that's how they were getting the higher percentage shots. What the Houston Rockets did to prevent that this time is beyond me, but I think that's the key to winning tomorrow night's game.
Oh, good point.
That's,
appreciate the call.
And we talked about it, Stoddy. So when you say, Goo, are you worried? I am worried. Why didn't they penetrate? Why didn't they try to enforce their will in the paint and take guys off the dribble? Now, one, that takes exert energy, and maybe subconsciously that was it. But two, I'm like, okay, was the Rocket defense on lock collectively? And that's why we didn't see that. But I noticed that, and I told you early.
What's that?
The Warriors just didn't attack the paint at all.
Who's their best penetrator?
Jimmy.
I mean,
so who would you?
Curry? Steph's obviously one of them, but if his thumbs, you know, he can't turning the ball over. You know, Pods doesn't really seem to be having a lot of luck when he gets into the paint.
Because they got D. You know, not that Pods is playing bad, it's just they're fast.
Exactly. And the Warriors are not an athletic team. Warriors, this is from the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. This is kind of what I saw after game 4-2. Warriors won a very contentious, electric, and poorly officiated game 4. They celebrated like they'd won game 7. It was emotionally draining, and the game 5 blowout was not a surprise. Now you got to come in with focus in game 6.
All right. Leave it there then.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Oakland. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, fellas. I'm good, man. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Listen, there's several things that Steve Kerr can do to win.
All right.
One is you have to take the ball out of Lambley's hand and Shagun. Every time they get the ball, somebody has to bomb rush both of them. It's gonna make them shaky. It won't let them get into rhythm. That's something that they have to do if they're gonna win game five. The other thing is to win game five, since we're small, whoever shoots the ball, he follows his shot and he sends somebody else to the basket and he sends three others back on defense every time. Send two to the offensive rebound and send three back. That way, if they get the ball, we can beat them right there, and we can go full court with them down that way. There are several things that they can do when you're small, and that's what you got to do. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and that's how you skin that cat. And whoever we play that's big, that's what we got to do. We got to make sure we get more than one shot. That's the game plan for you, Steve Kerr. I hope you're listening. Thanks, fellas. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Back at you.
Thank you, Mike. I mean, the Warriors are going to have to play a bigger team every single series if they keep advancing, whether it's Minnesota next round, Denver or Oklahoma City, and then Cleveland or Boston. You know, they're going to play every series at a size disadvantage.
And speaking of size, Donnie, you can look at Steven Adams' log and be like, oh, what'd he do? But Stoney, his ability, and I go back to Bogut and Zaza to set screens and set those guys up. It's incredible, man. It's like an offensive lineman.
He's a big boy.
That's all I guess I'm saying.
He's a big boy.
All right. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., Stoney. This is it.
No, it's not. They have a game seven necessary.
Okay, but I wouldn't see you over the weekend, but if you're telling me this thing's going seven,
yes,
then I would say, you know what, even if they got it done, them getting it done, I might have been a little bit over my skis. But come on now. Up 3-1 and you're getting it at 7. Oh, man, you got to get back on an airplane to win that game and then play Monday or Tuesday against Ant-Man?
Well, what? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Nobody laughing right now.
If it took seven games, the Warriors lose tomorrow but then win Sunday, what would be wrong with that?
It's not how I envisioned it.
But you still made it to the second round,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but you used a whole lot of gas that you might not have for the next round.
So you're acknowledging there's an age issue and a fatigue issue and an endurance issue.
No, that's I'm not acknowledging anything because I don't got to sign nothing. The bottom line is I got a glimpse of that, and I'm wondering because I don't know if that was a part of why they no-showed yesterday, the main three. Because it starts and ends with them. So I'm still wondering. Tomorrow, they come out and handle business. I'll feel a lot better and won't say it's what you're talking about. But, Sonny, if somehow they lose and then we get to game seven, I'll be like, now I'm going to turn into you. So you're telling me the first round was seven games. Then you got to turn around. Right. You know what I mean? It's a bear.
Yes!
But a bear meaning there was a bear trap because they could handle it. But not when you get eaten up by the bear. Then it's like, okay, Stoney was right because they couldn't overcome it.
I'm right about their age.
Yeah.
They may overcome it, but I'm right about their age.
I'll give you
and,
that.
And let me tell you, let I'll me ask you this. That. Do you think their age, the Warriors' age, has been any factor in this series?
I'm being real.
Yeah.
No.
I do.
I think it's Steph's whatever's going on with his hand and Butler's pelvic contusion.
We'll see.
I really do, well, partner.
Okay.
Now, you turn in another one of what you did yesterday, tomorrow night?
You don't think they're going to have a game?
I'll text you. You were right.
You don't think there's going to be another game like this if they play Minnesota?
No, no doubt.
Well, and why would they have a game like that against Minnesota?
A letdown.
Or they've got to cut their losses because they've got to take into account how to manage their three guys.
But, Stoney, I'll say this, I know I'm rambling. No. If I win a series 4-3 and all three of the losses are blowouts, I'll take that all day. If that's when I need to breathe to catch my breath, but when I'm on, and we get to four first.
I mean, when you watch a team like the Rockets and how they're defending the Warriors, you can't tell me that
age is not any.
You can't tell me that a team with four or five 22-year-olds who are long and athletic aren't going to at least give a team whose three best players are 35, 35 and 36 or 37, like, that in itself is a challenge, especially because that other team is playing hard as hell.
So maybe, and I'll say it, and I'm talking to myself, I undersold that component to this series. And maybe that's why I went to five. But I'm not the only one that had the Warriors in five.
I'm not saying you were.
And they don't win a championship or lose a championship if it goes six or seven. But what I'm starting to get a little nervous about, and the trepidation kicking in, Steinie, is if you are right and I omitted this youth and age thing, then, man, it's about to take place right now in these next possible two games. And hopefully it's not two.
So you didn't allow for the possibility even that the age might be an issue at some point in the postseason.
Well, now, when you get that broad spectrum, yeah, but it's injury to me right now. Right. And I got to believe Jimmy was hampered before he got off the plane. No excuses. Curry, Dre tired. But that was just a no-show.
And this is where there's a chance that Curry and Butler won't be able to get healthier as they keep playing these types of games.
And they'll lose then. And they'll lose.
And then, you know, we'll see. All right, yeah. Let's go to Harold in Oakland.
The town.
Hey, Harold, how you doing?
What's happening, fellas? Man, beautiful family. I got you on Facebook, man. But what I was going to say is I was very impressed with the bench last night. You know, I think Kerr is overstanding right now. I think that everything that you guys are saying plays important variables into everything. Age, hurt. Maybe wanting to win in Oakland. I mean, not in Oakland, but in San Francisco. Just a million different things playing. I mean, age is definitely a factor. I'm 48 now, and I feel it every day.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
You know, I didn't think it. I feel like I'm a kid sometimes because I still feel strong and everything, but trust me, those guys are feeling it. And with Kerr, you know, he's a mastermind. So he's probably looking at it like, damn, you know, this is what we're looking like in the first half. Well, maybe what we need to do is just back off a minute. I need to regroup and think about my strategy for San Francisco and see what my bench does, because I'm going to need them going further. If I don't think about my bench going further, then we may be out of it. Because just like you said, Curry's hurt a little bit. You know, my man...
Butler.
My man got the contusion. Yeah, Butler got the contusion. And, you know, the morale is up. But, you know, he's trying to use his other players and see what they can do, because I really see Trey Jackson Davis coming into the picture a little bit more, even though, you know, I know the whole deal with him and everything else, and Kuminga will come back. But, you know, it's going to take some time. If he's sick, he's sick, man. You know, Jeff Exemption looked like hell, you know, when he was out there. You know,
right.
He was sick. So if you just really look at it all those factors play a significant piece in this whole entire thing. And you got to look at going further in the playoffs. Curry is a mastermind, man. So, you know, he may be looking at it like, yeah, let's just back off this game, try to win it in San Francisco, and if we can, we'll go to game seven. Hopefully they don't go to game seven.
Yeah.
Hopefully they just really remastering their plan and trying to come anew. And, I mean, that's what I think. I mean, you know, he didn't give up. I do think he could have bought him back, though, because, like I said, that bench hit press the hell out of me. You know, they ended up doing so much last night, they brought it down almost to 13.
But did they deserve to get brought back? Evan made that point. I hear you. Did they deserve to get brought back in that game?
Well, you know, like I said, Curry's thinking, damn, you know, okay, I could bring him back. Maybe Curry can go in here on a shooter spree real quick. Five three-pointers, four three-pointers, and a couple of twos and stuff from the other team. And next thing you know, we up. But will Curry get hurt? Will they keep going after that thumb? You know, I saw the post this morning. They going after Curry's thumb and Dylan admitted it. So it's like, okay, are they going to keep going after Curry's thumb, and we going to have a major problem at the end, the very end of game five, so Curry can't play in game six?
Yeah.
You know, Curry's thinking about all of that.
Yeah, but, no, you're right. You're right. Here's the way.
Man, back
here's
to the way, thumb, Steinie.
Here's the way I look at that game. All right. It's like pickup basketball, all right? You're going to go play on Saturday and Sunday. You're going to play pickup basketball Saturday and Sunday.
All right.
Okay? So you go out there Saturday, and you win four games.
Let's go.
You win four games.
All right.
And you know the fifth game's your last game, whether you win it or lose it.
I live the life.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when you know it's your last game, and then here comes another team onto the court that knows if we don't win this game, we don't get to stay on the court. But the team we're playing, it's their last game anyway because they want to play again tomorrow. It's impossible to convince yourself that it's an elimination game if it's not. It just is. And we've seen it time and time and time again in the NBA in this type of situation.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we saw it. We've seen it a bunch of times in the last couple years. The Lakers series 2 years ago when the Warriors, they came back home and they demolished the Lakers in a game five. Absolutely demolished them. And what did we start saying? Don't give the Warriors credit. Warriors, you don't want to play them in a game six. They win game six. We're coming home for game seven. And the Lakers blew out the Warriors in that sixth game. I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happens.
Yeah. I just didn't expect the Rockets collectively to shoot 69% in the first half. And then what did Kerr say, Steiny? He mentioned effective field goal percentage. So I guess that's everything. That was at 95%. He said he had never heard of that number being that high. But again, I understand losing. I understand, and I don't think it's anything to do with closing it out in San Francisco. There's just not a lot of people that saw the way this game played out, it being over as fast as it was. It's just interesting. And is my thoughts, our show, so I'm going to sit up here and just kind of walk through what I thought was going to happen. But you can lose, and then you can just not show up. And I just want to know, was this not showing up by the Warriors more because the Rockets are feeling good and feel like they got something and they're younger? Or maybe the Warriors were thinking about, we got one to play with. And you know when I'm going to get that answer, partner? Tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here on Chase Center.
Like, why did my buddy
load up on
the Rockets?
I don't. That's interesting, man.
Let me tell you why he loaded up on the Rockets.
Go ahead.
Even though it doesn't matter that he may know more or less about both teams, he bet the Rockets because of the circumstance of the series. That's what he did.
Well, he probably should have bet the Lakers then, too.
No, there's a difference, Goo. The Minnesota Timberwolves are the young team in that series. They're the aggressor. They're like Houston. The Warriors are an older team. Like,
I get that.
The vintage game last night by the Timberwolves, they did not play well. But guess what? They played really hard again. And I think, like, that to me might be a reason, you know, why the Timberwolves were able to do what the Warriors couldn't.
How big of a problem is Amen Thompson starting to become? I'm starting to, like, you want to end this thing tomorrow. Because, Steiny, that's when I say figure something out and settle in. Dude's becoming a problem. Just saying.
Yeah.
By the way, a lot of the sharp money last night was on Houston because it opened at 2.5 and it moved two whole points. That's a lot of movement. So the majority of the money, maybe not the public, but the money was on Houston last night.
Yeah. Cha-ching.
Did you bet on this game?
No. Okay. I would have lost. I would have lost.
Wait, I thought you said you had Moody. Moody's over points.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I hit that.
There you go.
Warriors 4.5 tomorrow night.
We'll see.
What are you going to bet on tomorrow?
I'm still in the lab. I'm going to watch the game again tonight.
Well, they're going to lose by 15. They're going to get down big.
No spoilers.
Hey, Evan, I'll watch the half, not the game.
Really? Right. We got to go. But all you need to watch, honestly, is the first 2 minutes of the game.
You guys were quick yesterday, man.
888-957-9570. I still see a bunch of callers on the other side. We're going to get to everybody. Warriors still have home court advantage. They still can close out the series Friday in six.
Settled it?
I'm settled. You're flummoxed. You're absolutely apoplectic.
Because I'm looking at the big picture.